Welcome to Time with Abba, the Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 6th, Saturday, 2020, day 158. Today's topic, gracious words are a honeycomb. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 127, verses 3 to 5, 2 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 to 53, Acts chapter 4, verse 1 to 37, Proverbs 16, verse 24. Today's main passage, Proverbs 16, verse 24. Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is gracious words are a honeycomb. Yesterday, we talked about lots of people cannot sleep well due to this few months of pandemic. What I received today is that not only do people cannot sleep well, but lots of people cannot say positive words. The negative mentality, treating family members and friends, make people uncomfortable and sometimes painful. Today's proverb gives us our good advice and instruction, reminding us of our gracious words can bring people wellness and blessings. What are gracious words? Is that we say something good in order for us to please other people? Or can we deceive other people by saying pleasant words, but we do not mean that? New King James Version translates that as pleasant, and NIV, which I'm using now, as gracious. Actually, gracious words in the original Hebrew word means the words pleasing God and also give other people a pleasant feeling. If we know how to speak gracious words, then people will be a kind of sweetness. Then people will taste, yeah. A kind of sweetness, like a honeycomb, and can even heal people. I wish and pray that you know how to use gracious words to bless other people. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to use gracious words that you are pleased and people being blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you be able to use gracious words that God is pleased and people being blessed? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.